Richard Kluche with you this Monday evening from Churchill on 680 CJOB. Rod Thiessen, how long have we known each other?
I think we've been talking on the radio together for 25 years or more now, Richard.
Oh, my goodness. Time flies when you're having fun.
Right?
You've been a staunch environmental advocate. Talk a little bit about the organization that you are a part of.
Certainly. Well, CPAWS, the Canadian Parks and Wilderness Society, we're the Manitoba chapter. We have chapters all over Canada. Every jurisdiction except for Nunavut and Prince Edward Island, and we focus on finding solutions for nature, working together to balance nature economy, sustainable economic development, and supporting Indigenous leadership is a big part of what we do.
How's that going?
Well, it's always an uphill battle, Richard. However, making some good progress this year. The Manitoba government is committed to protecting 30% of Manitoba's lands and waters by 2030, and we are working hard to support that initiative.
Are you finding, though, it's still for any government, and it doesn't matter what political stripe it is that it's very difficult to get away from always practices, you know, doing business in provincial parks, logging, those types of things that, you know, you have worked pretty well all that 25 years against. And that while there's some victories here, there are some, it doesn't matter what you do, you're still sometimes, you know, shouting and shouting out loud.
That's right. We always have to bring the issues to the attention and do our best to keep those as high priority as we can. We understand the government has many competing priorities, and we also understand that you know, protecting nature, protecting our health in terms of preventative health care, which getting into nature does. It's harder to allocate or harder to understand those on a budget or a workflow sheet.
How did you get into this?
Well, I've always been a nature lover since I was a kid, going on family fishing trips. And I must say, in my early 20s, I happened upon working with Greenpeace. And
You were a radical at a young age.
I was. And then I mellowed out a little bit and became much more consensus seeking and solution focused.
How important is that? Because if you want to move the needle, you have to get attention. And you do get attention. You will do studies, and you know, you are steadfast in some of your methods, but you also know that in order to move the needle, sometimes you have to compromise.
Well, certainly, exactly. There's many interests and many competing interests sometimes, and also there's often cases people think that they don't necessarily have similar values or are on the same page, but often we find out through bringing people together and having honest conversations that we have a lot more common with each other than we don't.
So we're in Churchill this evening, and you've brought one of your associates with you.
Yes, I have brought along the amazing and talented and smart Claire Woodbury, who's a conservation campaigner with us at CPAWS Manitoba.
Yeah, thanks for having me here, Richard, and thanks for inviting me along, Ron.
First time to Churchill?
A second time to Churchill, actually. We were here 2024 helping to put together this amazing Honoring the Water gathering. We had a conference. We brought together tourism operators, local Indigenous nations. We had, for the first time in the public living memory, a water ceremony on the water. We were visited by belugas. It's really special. So that was a great thing to be a part of. So excited to be back here again.
I think everybody should spend time here in winter and in summer. The whole idea of being able to kayak with the belugas, you get a real sense of being at one with nature and how important it is that this is their home and we're just visitors here.
Absolutely. And I think you can see that in all of the tourism operators here. They just work so much in balance with nature. And these beluga whales, there's 55,000 in the summer. So that's about one third of the whole world's population of beluga whales. So really important. Important to be around here for generations to come to enjoy and experience.
Ron, are they protected?
The beluga whales are, they're protected as a species in terms of hunting. There is some Indigenous hunting that is permitted, but it's a very, very small amount. It's a very minor activity. In terms of their habitat, we're hoping that you know, the prospect of a marine conservation area will help to secure their protection in the future.
Yeah, and we'll learn more about that certainly tomorrow, because this really is all about balance and sustainable development. Nobody is saying no to development, but they're saying do it in a way that respects sustainability, but also respects the creator and those indigenous groups here that have title. And I think people, for the most part, have always gotten it here. But it's the southern neighbors that come here and think that this is an area to be exploited. They're on board now, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, you talk about the southern neighbors, like, a lot of people in Manitoba don't realize we actually have an ocean. We're an ocean province. So that's what we're all about at CPAWS, is just that education piece, reaching out. A lot of people in the south, you know, they love Churchill. They love, you know, polar bears. But connecting that piece of we have an ocean, and we can all be a part of it, and we can be part of its conservation and part of its economic success as well.
Are there concerns as we go forward with an economic development plan for Churchill to be a gateway, more of a gateway to the north? What are the environmental concerns that have motivated you to be a part of this?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're just here because we want to keep conservation in the conversation. And one thing that would be a concern with belugas in particular is noise from ocean vessels. So that's something we can actually see in the St. Lawrence Estuary. There's been some studies. You can look those up. As per mother-calf communication is reduced by about 50% when there's a really loud boat going by.
The belugas talk to you.
I've never heard. I don't know what they're trying to say, but I'm listening really hard.
How did you get involved in this? What motivated you to be a part of this?
Oh, well, I mean, this might sound a little bit naive or hokey, but I always wanted one of those, like, save the planet jobs. You know, like, we're going to save the world. But, you know, it's not so black and white. But I just, CPAWS is a really great organization. And I just, I love the way that we work and our, the principles and just the way we do things. And that's what got me involved in CPAWS, was just admiring the organization.
Ron, it's data-driven, isn't it? You do a lot of research.
It certainly is. We use sound science, and we also use knowledge from Indigenous knowledge holders as well. It's very important to not only look at the science, but also to look at that Indigenous knowledge and weave those two knowledge bases together to have the best source of information to base your decisions on.
So can you have an expanded railway? Can you have pipelines? Can you have hydroelectric lines that go to Nunavut? Is that all within the conversation without impeding upon those traditions and those environmental sensitivities?
Right. Well, certainly in terms of the Indigenous communities and their traditions, I won't speak on their behalf, of course, in that regard. But and certainly, I mean, any new development has its environmental impacts, and it's just important that we do those projects in the right way with the right amount of community support, but also the least environmental impact.
Somehow, I see that, you know, you're trying to walk that line. Is this about walking that line? Or are there zero sums by saying, you know what, this is not going to be and should not be a part of a going forward point? Because I think as a country, we're at this point now where we're trying to streamline environmental proposals. We want to do what needs to happen to be able to have a sound economy given the Trump reality south of the border. I don't know. And Ron, I've known you for those 25 years. You're one that understands the other side, but you don't necessarily, you have your point where you're not going to compromise. And I think as we go forward here, we're probably at that point that it's infancy. But at some point, is there where you stand up and say, I'm sorry, I can't support this? You're obviously here to support the big announcement tomorrow, but is there a limit to that?
Well, there's always limits, and we certainly haven't gotten to that point yet or heard any information that would, think a hard no at this particular point. Certainly, this is about balance in the Bay, and it's very important to do the studies that get communities together to share their interests and values, but also bring together that scientific and Indigenous knowledge.
And the one thing is that you do have a government that is committed to consultation, and yes. That's the key part of this.
Absolutely. And that's why we're really encouraging, we're advocating for a feasibility study to explore that, you know, the marine conservation piece, because those things can go hand in hand and we can find where those things can work together. So I mentioned that ocean vessel noise. Maybe there's rules about certain shipping lanes or speed limits that can make the boats a little quieter. So that's something that comes through in the feasibility study.
Thank you both for joining us. We're in Churchill here on 680 CJOB. This is Newsnight.